This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for February 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
Canadian hams get permanent access to a very low frequency band. Hams in Bulgaria get three new bands.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. First up on the broadcast, presidential comment, here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a great Christmas and New Year holiday and have come back rested and refreshed, ready for the new year of 2014. Council met for a special meeting on Saturday the 15th of February. In past years, we have held this meeting in person at Wellington Airport using one of their conference rooms. As a trial this year, Council decided to use Skype. I'm pleased to report that the meeting went very well and as a result has saved your association about $2,500 in airfares and meeting venue hire. We were able to have our Treasurer, Evan Sayer, join us for the discussions on finance and our 2014 budget, and Don Wallace at L2TLL, our Administration Liaison Officer, joined us via Skype to discuss his report. An attempt to get our FIMTAG Chairman and Secretary to join us was not successful, but we hope to talk to them during the March Council meeting. I'll have a report on this meeting in the next issue of Break-In, but in the meantime, there are a few items I'd like to mention here. The rather long-running review of the 70-centimetre band plan has reached its conclusion. Council has adopted the revised band plan, and this will be published in its final form in an upcoming issue of InfoLine, as well as in the next Break-In. My thanks to Phil, ZL1PK, for bringing this to a satisfactory conclusion. Those of you who were at conference in Masterton last year may remember the presentation by Phil, ZL3PAH, on a new strategy document which Council introduced. This has received more work and now has five objectives. Core strategies for NZART and amateur radio, objectives for our members, objectives for NZART, promotional objectives, and finally Council and officers' objectives. Each of these core topics are broken down into a number of action points, and Phil ZL3PAH is preparing an article for the next issue of Break-In, which will go into each of these objectives in more detail. Individual councillors have put up their hands to take ownership of these directives and will be reporting back on progress at our next in-person meeting prior to conference in Blenheim. Overseas travel and our representation at international radio conferences received some attention at our meeting. A significant meeting this year is the Asia-Pacific Telecommunity preparatory meeting for the World Radio Conference coming up in 2015. The preparatory meeting is being held in Brisbane from the 9th to the 13th of June this year. A careful review of our 2014 budget is underway, and I hope to be able to report that we can afford to send our ALO to this meeting. There will be two remits to conference this year, one from Wellington Branch 50 and one from Council recommending a change in the way we have our annual accounts audited. Details of these will be in the next Break-In and will also be sent out via InfoLine. Council was disappointed to learn that we have no nominations this year for Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, or the Jumbo Award. Usually these nominations close on 31 December, but due to the lack of any nominations, the deadline has been extended to the end of March. If you know of anyone who is a contender for any of these categories and would like to nominate them, please let Debbie know at headquarters. At our Saturday 15th meeting, a membership initiative aimed at branches, which was introduced some 5 years ago, was reviewed, and I will be writing to all branch presidents to remind them of this in the near future. Policy on pro rata membership is also being updated and will be republished in the near future. We are in need of volunteers to fill two important vacancies. The first of these is the editor of Break-In. As you know, John Walker, ZL3IB, is standing down from this important job, effective the next issue of Break-In. We're very keen to find someone who can take on this job and ensure that our magazine continues. Do you think you might like to take this on? Please let me or Debbie know at headquarters as soon as possible. I would like to assure you that Break-In magazine will continue to come out, thanks to a very generous offer from Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH, who will be the interim editor until we can find a permanent long-term replacement. Stephen will be spending a day or two in Christchurch in early March to learn about the magazine production processes. The other vacancy we would like to find a volunteer for is the position of Break-In advertising manager. Lorne, ZL2AHB, is standing down as he plans more overseas travel, and we would like to find someone to replace him. Again, if you're interested, please let Debbie know at headquarters. Gorebook last year came out only as a CD-ROM. This resulted in a significant financial saving, as you will see when the 2013 financial report is published. We've had very little feedback from you, our members, on this CD-ROM, which included an experimental version of the core book in electronic form. Have you had a look at this? Do you like it? Also, what would you like to see for this year's core book? A hard copy printed format? Please let me or one of your counsellors know what you'd like to receive for this year. Finally, remember that coming up later in the year is our annual conference and AGM in Blenheim, being held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. More information on this event is in the next issue of Break-In, along with a registration form. That's it from me for this month, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Next Saturday, the 1st of March, yes, that's the date for the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club junk sale. The venue, it's the Paengaroa Community Hall, Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. Now the venue opens from 6:30 a.m. Good food and hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. with the sale commencing at 10 a.m. There's a Waro get-together scheduled to commence at 10:30 a.m. Table costs are $20 per table or $25 on the day, or $12 for a half a table, and that'll cost $15 on the day. A raffle to begin to win a Jetstream 13.8 volt 25 amp switch mode power supply. Tickets will be available at $5 each. Motorhome parking is available. If you cannot find the venue, tune in to 7175 or 680 repeaters for directions. For further information and table bookings, phone 07-533-1029 or email sid.rowe@connect.co.nz. Onwards to Upper Hutt now we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and Happy New Year to you all. The January-February issue of Break-In has now been dispatched to all current members of NZART. Therefore, those who have yet to pay their 2014 subscription will not have received it. I do have copies here, so when you pay either by direct credit or by post to me, I will send you the magazine. Due to various reasons, least of which the small number received, NZART no longer has a facsimile number. For those of you who have utilised this service in the past, please either send your payment by snail mail or again by direct credit. If you need to know the account to pay to, please contact me at headquarters. Those non-financial members will also have been removed from the NZART email alias system. So if you have found that yours is no longer working, it will be reinstated once you have paid. However, you will need to advise me that you wish this to be done. Council met last weekend via Skype, which was very successful. One of the many topics for discussion was nominations for awards. Sadly, I have received no nominations for Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, or the Jumbo Godfrey Branch Award, the latter being awarded to an individual who has shown exceptional support to a branch throughout 2013. The good news, it's not too late to send me your nominations. However, I do need to receive these by the beginning of April, so I can arrange the appropriate awards. Please, all branches, get your thinking caps on and forward me those names. Lastly, I'm eagerly looking forward to attending the Hastings and neighbouring branches barbecue on the 1st of March, so I hope to see many of you there. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. For a catch-up now on international amateur radio news, we join the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Industry Canada approved access by Canadian radio amateurs to the low-frequency band from 135.7 to 137.8 kHz, subject to certain conditions put in place in late 2009. This includes a maximum emission bandwidth of only 100 Hz, as well as a maximum effective radiated power level not to exceed 1 watt. Also, as this is a shared allocation, which Canadian hams may not cause interference to the primary users of this spectrum, including stations in other nations that operate radio navigation services. In addition, a permanent access to 135.7 to 137.8 kHz is a direct result of Canada implementing changes from the 2007 World Radio Communications Conference, which added amateur radio use of this spectrum on a secondary basis. This has now been included in the newly updated Canadian RBR-4 standards for the operations of stations in that nation's amateur service. Several new and one expanded amateur band have been introduced to ham radio in Bulgaria. In the near future, LZ prefix amateurs will be able to use the bands from 472 to 479 kHz, 5.250 to 5.450 MHz, and 70.0 to 70.5 MHz. In addition, the 160-meter band will be extended up to 2 MHz. Now, all those new and increased allocations are on a secondary, non-interfering basis with the primary users of these spectrum parcels. From Tasmania comes word of a rather messy rubbish search to locate an errant signal from a discarded older-style emergency locator beacon. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has the details.
Police in northern Tasmania had to use a rescue helicopter to locate an errantly discarded emergency position indicating radio beacon, or EPIRB. Then a ground crew had to dig through a rubbish dump to locate the unit and manually disable it. Personal radio beacons such as this are a safety measure used by people mostly while at sea or travelling in remote areas. According to Jim Linton, VK3PC, who passed along the story, these older style beacons need to be disposed of properly. That means a minimum removing the battery before casting them aside. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, in Nelson, New Zealand.
As of February 2010, analog beacons on 121.5 are not monitored by satellite, and only 406 MHz EPIRB signals are now being listened for. In DX Upfront, the on-the-air portion of the Amsterdam Island FT5ZMD expedition has come to an end, although the job of sending out QSL cards remains. During its stay, the de-expedition team logged on the order of 170,000 contacts on single sideband, CW, and RTTY. Amsterdam Island has been on the seventh most sought-after DXCC entity, according to the Club Log Most Wanted list. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The NZART National Conference this year is being held in Blenheim and hosted by the Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22. Here's John Neal, ZL3LI, with a conference update.
Preparations for NZART Conference and Annual General Meeting are going well, and Marlborough Branch 22 looks forward to welcoming you all on Queen's Birthday weekend. The program includes a Friday evening registration and social time together, complete with bar facilities, and with the NZART AGM on Saturday, followed by AREC's AGM. The annual general meetings of WIRO, AMSAT-ZL, OTC and SPAM are all on the Sunday, and they'll be followed by the forums. They're still being finalised, but they now include DX, software-defined radio, battery maintenance, NVIS antennas, portable operations, radio astronomy, and the inter-island direct current system. Now, all this will be at the conference centre in the centre of Blenheim, and within three or four blocks of the hotels and motels that are listed in the last issue of Break-In. The most distant accommodation from the conference centre is Blenheim Top 10 Holiday Park. But if an old geezer like me can amble there in 15 minutes, then it's still nice and close. And of course, if you do work up a thirst getting back to that campground, then the Renaissance Brewery next door will be only too happy to revive you. The alternative program will feature many aspects that are unique to Marlborough, such as a boutique chocolate factory, an art gallery, crafts, the quilter's barn, to say nothing of several dozen fine wineries and great dining places. So stay tuned to official broadcasts and the NZART infoline for more updates, or if you wish, you may contact our secretary, Bill Cousins, ZL2AYZ. His email is b.cousins@extra.co.nz. We look forward to seeing you all on Queen's Birthday weekend.
Thank you, John. John Neal, ZL3LI, reporting for the Marlborough Conference Committee. Time for Waro News, and a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. All Waios are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 1st. Meet in the usual room for morning tea and chat. Waios do not have to be Waro members to attend this informal time. Waro's Thelma Super Memorial Contest is being held this year, but a little later than usual. The dates are set for Saturday the 10th of May and Sunday the 11th of May from 0800 to 1000 Zulu both evenings, and I'll give you more details next month. Many Waro members find it worthwhile to sponsor a DXYL into our organisation. Any member interested in doing this should contact Celia, ZL1ALK, at her address, which is found inside the front cover of any Waro bulletin. Waro is searching for a new editor for the bulletin magazine, as ill health has forced the retirement of our long-time editor, Bev, ZL1OS. The magazine is produced three times a year, and help and support will be available to anyone who offers their services. We hope that someone will seriously consider taking the position on at the Waro AGM in June. Finally, if you've changed your email address and have not told Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, would you please let her know as soon as possible so we can have our records up to date? That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Returning by popular demand, it's the Branch 48 Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale on Saturday, May the 3rd. The auction starts at 10 a.m. at the Whanganui Intermediate School Hall in Dublin Street, Whanganui. That's the same venue as last year. Lots will be accepted from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Friday the 2nd of May and from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the sale. Now, full sale conditions and contact information are detailed on page 36 of your copy of Jan-Feb Break-In and on the Whanganui Radio Society webpage at zl2ja.org.nz. Now, note, bids will be possible only by registered bidder number. As a bidder, you must register with a $5 fee. This will also provide you with a sale catalogue. It's time to clean out your shack, make way for more goodies. Come and enjoy the social side of this old-fashioned junk sale auction and help Branch 48 make this an annual event. That's the Branch 48 Whanganui Radio Junk Sale on Saturday, May the 3rd. The sale will be conducted by a licensed auctioneer. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year, everyone. And we start 2014 with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80 NZART. The branch has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 12th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. And note this is the second Wednesday of the month rather than the third Wednesday as usual. The March club meeting of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART, is to be held at the clubrooms in Heritage Park in Whangarei at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 5th. The guest speaker for the evening will be Dr. Gary Bold, ZL1AN. It is a night not to be missed. To Gisborne, Branch 11 NZART, the next meeting will be at the Bryce Street Scout Hall on Monday the 10th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. It is planned to have a speaker demonstrate the latest fibre optic joining equipment. To the Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, and the annual general meeting will be held on Thursday the 13th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Centre in the Wither Road Extension. Also notice here of a combined social get-together between Marlborough Branch 22 and Nelson Branch 26 on Saturday, March the 8th, from about 12:30 p.m. The venue is at the Carluke Hall in the Rye Valley. Bring a salad or dessert to share and something to eat with. Meats will be provided. There will be the annual Interclub Challenge, including a transmitter hunt, as well as a trading table if you want to bring along anything to sell off. See your club's newsletters for more details. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday, the 7th of March. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for February 2014. Good night, everyone. Good night now.